1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical Storm Alberto churning ashore near Tampico, Mexico, but causing flooding further north along the Texas Gulf Coast. Two deaths confirmed and a pair of major wildfires burning in central New Mexico. ABC's Jim Ryan has that.
Firefighters have gotten some help from the weather as they try to contain the two blazes. Heavy rain and even some hail fell Wednesday around the village of Ruidoso, which was evacuated because of the fires. Now the concern shifts from wildfires to flooding.
The other big weather story is the heat, potentially dangerous hot weather across much of the country, especially in the Northeast. All of that weather happening today, which is the summer solstice. A new Louisiana law will require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom. Opponents questioning its constitutionality, lawsuits are expected. Drug maker Eli Lilly says beware of counterfeit Mounjaro and fake Zepbound. Knockoff versions of those popular diabetes and weight loss drugs are showing up more and more. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has had 24 tornadoes already this year. The latest confirmation was from Monday in Colby. There were only 23 tornadoes all of last year, which is average. The record for tornadoes in a season in Wisconsin was 62 in 2005. It's day two of the disciplinary hearing for former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow. UWL officials are now considering firing Gow from his tenured faculty post. Interim chancellor Betsy Morgan.
My level of trust in the ability for him to be able to be an effective faculty member is very low. And my level of trust for him to sort of protect the university's best interests is low.
Gow and his wife posted pornographic videos of themselves online. Gow says he's not being treated fairly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Crews are moving an entire apartment building today. Not the people inside, the building itself. Workers are relocating the home at 438 West Dayton Street to 531 West Mifflin. This process makes way for a new apartment project from the same Chicago company who's done student housing like Hub and the James. At more than 750,000 pounds, this is the heaviest structure ever moved in Madison. The carriage house behind it is moving too, but that's a lot lighter and easier to manage. You can expect road closures nearby. After this is done, other houses will need to be relocated too. And construction has officially begun on Madison's Center for Black Excellence and Culture. They broke ground yesterday. It's been in the works for years as organizers work to figure out what kind of space is missing from the community. The Center for Black Excellence and Culture is expected to open at the end of 2025. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers win another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Angels 2-0 in a pitcher's duel between Freddy Peralta and the Angels' 34-year-old lefty Tyler Anderson. Top of the eighth, Willie Adames up to bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Angels have been working around Adames in this game to face Hoskins. Base open at first, and now Adames, a broken bat, little flare, left field. That's going to bounce fair. Yelich will score, and Willie Adames picks up a big stake. It's a broken bat, RBI single, makes it 2-0 Brewers in the eighth.
Tonight, the Crew are in San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. NFL, former tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, what does he think of the Packers' new quarterback, Jordan Love?
Jordan, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. Quiet, yet confident and soft-spoken, yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. You just root for guys like him.
That's David Bakhtiari. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Guess what? Today marks the summer solstice. Sitting under mostly cloudy skies, highs today will rise to the upper 70s. Shots of showers and thunderstorms still soak our afternoon and evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear, from Rapala, Berkley, and Minn Kota. everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us at 11 o'clock. All things sports with J.R. Redcliffe and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
People are quoting your name as a possible President Biden replacement. Should the wheels come off, come the August convention, your reaction?
I'm full-throated in my support of President Biden because I know so much of the momentum that we've been able to see in the state of Maryland. You know, when I was first inaugurated, we were 43rd in unemployment. Now we have amongst the lowest unemployment rates in the entire country that we've been able to.
Who did Kilmeade say that to?
Brian Kilmeade said it to Governor Westmore. Really? So is it, once again, not the convicted felon that might drop out, but it would be the guy. Okay, one more.
We've been able to slash the homicide rates and the violent crime rates in the state of Maryland, where Baltimore now is the fastest drop of homicides of almost any major American city in this country. We've done it because we've moved bipartisan. We've done it because we've moved and built bridges. We've done it in partnership with the Biden administration, and I'm excited for another 4 years to have a chance to work with President Biden.
What about if your name was offered as a possible replacement?
Should something happen at
the convention? How would you feel about that? Do you think you're ready?
I think that President Biden is is not just the nominee. President Biden is the best candidate for the presidency, and it's the reason I'm supporting him, and the reason that I look forward to engaging all throughout the campaign season to get him reelected.
Thank you. Nice try, ass bite. But this is a completely Fox made up story.
Yes. Why not Kamala Harris, by the way? They never mention her.
Yeah, thank you. Racism and misogyny much? Mm-hmm. Can I just say this tweet encapsulates everything I love about this man? Breaking: New York High Court won't consider Trump's appeal to lift gag order. Hal Sparks tweeted, they find that it would violate the STFU, you whiny dip act of 1981, passed after the case of New York versus Boo Any Who.
Steffi.
Oh, that's that heavy breathing I hear. Why? Could it be?
The hump day.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah. Hi, let me tell you what. First of all, before we get into any of this and we get into Donald Trump's dismal polling numbers as his campaign, even with the poll jacking, has started to take a huge crap as we get closer to the election.
Yes.
We'll talk about that later. But I just want to encourage all the maggots out there who haven't spent all their money on Trump Bibles and Trump shoes and accidentally overpaying because they forgot to unclick the box that says make this a weekly gift and triple it during his birthday. Although, if you have any money left over, I would encourage you guys to look at the Truth Sinkhole stock right now and buy the dip. That's all I'm saying. It can't possibly go any lower. I promise. This is not financial advice. This is more like an ironic warning. But I would suggest that you put, if you maggot at all, and I mean, how can you even say you're maggot if you don't put everything you have behind the greatest businessman you have ever seen in the world? Dump every cent. I don't even know why. If I walk by you and I bump into you and your pockets jingle, I think you're letting this country down. You are You are personally responsible for this country going in. We're in a huge decline right now. We're declining, mainly. And by we, I mean me. And we're a huge laughing stock all over the world, which means every time I call a world leader, they laugh and hang up. And I'm like, they must be laughing at America. They're laughing right past me at you. I'm only up here so they can laugh at me instead of laughing at you, MAGA. That's right. If I wasn't here, they would be laughing, especially the guy in the brick suit. But all the front shows.
Because I love your Don't Panic shirt because, you know, you're right. Like, I do get. Can I just say a little Woody? Can girls get Woodies? I get a little Woody when Fox News has to announce. Do we have that? Brett Bear. Hold on. Where's the Brett Bear? Brett Bear. 14.
Here we go.
Good evening. I'm Brett Bear. We are releasing new Fox polls right now about the presidential race. President Biden gets his best result this election cycle in the head-to-head against former President Donald Trump. He leads 50-48, all within the margin of error, a very tight race. When listing extremely important issues to their vote, registered voters in this survey citing the future of democracy at 68%, the economy at 66%.
Okay. So remember, we were told no one cares about democracy.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The closer we get to it, the more it matters. And there's a bunch of people who are suddenly waking up to the fact that this idiot is going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. All this swap out talk, by the way, that kill meat stuff that you're talking about, is because they're trying to tamp down the swap out talk specifically in the Republican Party, because everybody's watching his rallies, and I barely call them rallies anymore, because remember, he used to pull 30,000 people. He's now pulling less than 3 in all these places. I was personally at one. I'm here to tell you there was not 20,000. He is exaggerating everything by a factor of 10. If he says there's 20,000 people, there was 2.
Right,
and 2,000. That's pretty much how there was like 2,300 people at that gathering. The half of the entire area, the entire area behind the press line was empty, except for the people lining up for the snow cone truck, because they would only let you have 2 waters, but you could buy all the snow cones you wanted to keep from dying of heat stroke, because this idiot dragged his followers out into the Vegas heat at noon on a Sunday, obviously right as they're fresh from church. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and had them stand in the sweltering sun. And let me tell you something, being in that crowd, I was shocked at how old they are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? There was definitely some young incel dudes running around in wannabe suits wearing their long red ties that drift down to their knees.
Yeah.
But,
and by
man,
the way,
it was Boomer Central. Wow.
Speaking of you living in Vegas, his bump stock ruling after the Vegas massacre is just like one of those body blows. I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of those issues for me that I think is just so critical, because we're just waiting for the next Vegas massacre. You're like, oh, good. You know, you're going to make sure they have every tool possible.
And that, you know, the irony is the focus is on the Vegas massacre, which there are, you know, Vegas has put in all kinds of, you know, secondary protections against that, you know, were it to happen again. And there you can't, oddly enough, you can no longer walk up to your room with 9 clanking duffel bags full of guns and not set off, because you're a high roller, go through any of the metal detectors in the place. It's a mild change in the rules. Yeah. But the bump stock ruling is literally, they know the Republican Party, especially when it comes to guns, don't serve a purpose anymore except to stop all normal regulations and protect the NRA and the gun manufacturers. That's all they're there to do. They're not gonna have a moderating position, none of that stuff. So all they got to do is stop it. So the Supreme Court does not have to rule for any of these things. It just has to so finally decide things, which is what they did in this case, that there's this, you know, because you pull the trigger once and it's the pressure of the gun that fires it from that point on, it's only one trigger pull, but technically the trigger is being physically pulled, even if it's not by your finger. That's what Clarence Thomas said. Because of doing that, because of, like, they'll set that up, they know the Republicans will block any change to the, you know, the Firearms Act of 35 God forbid, you know, there be an assault weapons ban again to protect it from it. They'll just stop it.
And by the way, I loved you tweeting back at Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent said the founding fathers wanted everyone to be like Uncle Ted. Yeah. Help me fight these constitutional oath violations by going to gunowners.org and donating. And you said all of Ted's shows are gun-free zones. Uh-huh. I mean, as are...
The NRA, NRA conventions are gun-free zones. Gun shows are gun-free zones. Unless you're a vendor, you can't buy guns at a gun show. You can't bring a gun into a gun show. You can purchase one, but you can't buy ammo in the same thing. You know why? Because they know those places are full of friggin' lunatics. Why would you? It's half of the reason why rednecks want guns in the first place is because they know the woods are full of other rednecks.
Yeah.
Like, if you lived out there, you'd be scared of your neighbor, too. This has nothing to do with invading armies of Mexicans or urban black people that are coming down to, you know, wandering around Wichita, Kansas, looking for trouble. It's because these idiots are like, you know, Gary ties one on, man. He's going to go on a shoot fest. It's just a matter of time before he thinks my wife is a deer.
So we
and
were just
a good way.
We were talking to our ecclesiastical mook, John Fugel, saying a little while ago, but just, you know, the irony of Louisiana and the Ten Commandments in the classroom when they've chosen Donald Trump, the most amoral, you know, irreligious, whatever, you know, candidate in our history. And you just tweeted, nothing says MAGA like burying your kid's mother on a golf course with no headstone, except maybe talking about your unborn daughter's breast size on a morning show or agreeing that your eldest daughter is a piece of ass. I mean, it's just...
Right.
Yeah.
He look, you got to understand something here, Stephanie Miller. Listen here. Listen up. Listen closely if you can and feel this in your heart. Wine doesn't care about the vessel. The Lord's beverage does not care if it is in an impure vessel, as long as it gets from here to there with as few leaks as possible. Now, I understand the man is a moral sieve, and I understand if you pour wine in it, the only thing that will come out are maybe the chunks because it's been sitting. You know, otherwise, he is the perfect vessel for our time, because we don't want any of that Jesus wine to get from the place of worship to the actual courthouse or something like that. We want it all drained out by the time he gets there so that we can get away with our crimes of moral turpitude and our hush money payments. Understand?
All right. Okay. All right. So I'm being hypnotized by your Don't Panic t-shirt. The polls, you're just like, ugh. But, you know, the one that did bother me is the independent.
That's what's freaking them out.
But the one about independence where Bobby Kennedy gets 27%. Right. And then you've got Cornel West and Jill Stein that get 4% and 5%. And it just, if it is as close as it could be in as tribal a country as we are, it just, oh, my God. The fact that we are just, there are still people playing, what's the word, grab ass with democracy, mm-hmm. right? And just, you know, willing to F around and find out about fascism.
Yeah, let me just say it as stated as plainly as I can. Anybody this cycle who's voting for Kennedy or Trump or Cornel West or Jill Stein does not care about women's rights and is insisting that women not only are a second-class citizen, but continue to be in the United States of America. Right now, because of decisions made in 2016, women are second-class citizens. I, as a male, do not have to worry about what state I'm going to move to determine which rights I'm going to have. I have all the rights I have in the entire country, no matter where I go. But women have to choose. If they get a job opportunity or they get, you know, they're in the military and they get assigned to a base in a state that they're where they have second-class citizen status because their periods are going to be monitored. If they're pregnant, they have to carry it to term, even if it means killing them. That is second-class citizen status. And anybody who's messing around with third-party voting in this particular instance is saying unequivocally, I don't care.
Yeah. Yep.
Amen.
Other than that, I have no opinion.
Yep. Exactly. But, you know, it's all these issues, you know, like Gaza that obviously, and then, we got confirmation that, of course, like Russian bots are back mm-hmm. trying to, you know, all these divisive issues. I love Bob Seska said, I was shouting McShoutface on the Stephanie Miller Show just now. Apologies to Malcolm Nance for merging into his lane. Saying a lot of the same stuff you were saying. But some guy tweeted, no apologies needed to Malcolm Nance, the megalomaniac Netanyahu apologist. Time for Steph to jettison that turkey.
He's not an apologist for Netanyahu.
Do you listen to this show at all? Malcolm Nance has never said anything defending Netanyahu.
He has been critical
of Netanyahu in every appearance on this show.
Let me walk everybody back from the edge of this. You yourself just said that the Russian bots are back, and you're absolutely right. Right. And you described this person who was answering in the thing as some knucklehead, meaning they are just a rando, probably like, I am Joe from Ohio, and my real name is Joe 759465274989894. And that's an American person who is totally voting in this next election, but I won't be voting for Joe Biden. I will really telling you this something. Like, get out of here. This is the same problem. This is the same mistake that CNN made back in the early 2000s when they were reading rando Twitter names on the air and saying, you know, not even verifying so-and-so the says, person was a real person, which rang the dinner bell for the bots and the fake accounts and the Macedonian hacker farms and nowadays with versions of ChatGPT out there, it's easier to make the language sound more natural. They just run it through this and tighten it up, and then they can post stuff. So I would not put any faith.
Somebody made the best point. They said Project 2025 is like somebody put Mein Kampf in ChatGPT. If you want a short version of what is Project
2025. Yeah, make this whinier and aim it at someone who has the intellectual capacity of a 3-year-old parrot that was born underwater.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by our new friends at Cook Unity.
Yes.
OMG. All right, I'm just saying, I'm not not one of my... Actually, I don't really have a strong suit, Chris. My point is...
You don't really cook, you burn.
Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service. It's all done.
Yeah.
You just have to warm it up.
Right.
It's fantastic. Delivers locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door. It is cheaper than a lot of other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. Enter the code liberal before checkout. You get 50% off your first week. OMG. Nummy, 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 nummy. That's all I want to say. No cooking required. Thank you.
Yep.
For a chef-quality dining experience right at home, unlike other meal services, Cook Unity is a chef collective bringing exciting culinary talent straight to your table. They work with some of the best local chefs out there. Your food arrives fresh, ding dong, never frozen, in packaging that keeps meals fresh in your fridge for up to 7 days. You can pick as many as 16 meals a week. You've got hundreds of options. The menu's updated constantly. There's 7 different diets you can do. What do you want? Vegan, paleo,
I want it all.
Pescatarian, you're not allowed to say yes, please, all of these. Just pick one.
Okay.
Go to experience chef quality meals every week.
You can mix it up.
Delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal at checkout for 50% off your first week. 50% off your first week. OMG. The code is liberal. Go to cookunity.com/liberal.
I think you are filled. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now, and we'll move your number from your existing service. think of your savings, so don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
Lawrence in Arizona, you're on with Hal Sparks. Hello, Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, just call me Lawrence of Suburbia.
Yes.
The joke I invented, and I'll swap it for some VIP passes to your Sexual Liberty Tour in Denver.
Sexual Liberty Tour?
Sexual Liberty.
Like, hey,
that's better.
don't correct him. I like it.
Okay. You too.
Sexual Libertine. Can we try that?
Yes.
That sounds like a great tour.
Yeah, thought,
after
yeah,
all this
yeah.
craziness is over, that's next.
All right. Lawrence, love
okay,
you.
So,
oh, you got yeah. one more thing. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. So the far right in these red states are proposing these total abortion bans, but they are going to allow one exception. And that's if the procedure is performed with an AR-15.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
They're portable abortion machines.
One of the best stories I heard is somebody moving out of a red state, and someone asked them why, and they just said, I have daughters. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
there's got to be a lot of real-life stories like that.
Absolutely.
I mentioned Netanyahu and Malcolm before the break. I loved what this is a Financial Times guy. He said, I keep saying this, Netanyahu is the original Trump. He said he was puzzled why Chuck Schumer would invite a bad actor to deliver an address to Congress, arguing it's not too late to withdraw the invite. He said it seems like the prime minister is going over the heads of the White House directly to the American people. This is what I remember from, and he talked about this with Obama. He said, we all remember 2015 when he addressed Congress, broke all protocol by campaigning to the joint houses of Congress against President Obama's Iran nuclear deal. At that point, I think he really came out strongly as a Republican, a pro-Republican foreign leader. Netanyahu is the original Trump. Both have similar incentives not to lose the next election because they both face potential jail time. So Netanyahu is a bad actor. He's bitten the hand that feeds him again and again. Biden has supplied everything he needed. There's no business, by the way, for that delayed shipment of 2,000-pound bombs. There's no business for 2,000-pound bombs right. In urban warfare. It's indiscriminate. There are bombs that go around corners, through windows, can target people. So, like the White House said, they don't even know what he's talking about, you know?
Yeah.
And,
well, here's
and
the
Netanyahu's
thing.
Just
here's
trying
what they're
to get...
doing. The very
Hang on,
people
hold that
that
thought.
Are alleged...
Hold that thought. Yes. Heartbreak. I'll tell you
All
what
right.
next.
Yes. I'll...
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Law Library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State officials are planning to rebuild the intersection where four teens died in a crash last month. May 27th, the accident happened on State Highway 1660 at County Highway TT in Dodge County. Four Madison-area teens died. A fifth was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Julio Alejandro Hernandez, who lost his daughter Alex, told WKOW that's not the first deadly crash there. For now, the Department of Transportation has added flashing lights and rumble strips. Officials tell the station they're not done. They plan to replace the intersection with a roundabout, but not until 2030. And as the summer solstice today, it's also the first day of Summerfest. This weekend's biggest acts are SZA, Motley Crue, Taking Back Sunday, the Goo Goo Dolls, OAR, All American Rejects, AWOL Nation, and Gin Blossoms. During the pandemic, the big gigs switched to a weekend format, so we get three whole weekends of music. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Guess what? Today marks the summer solstice. Sitting under mostly cloudy skies, highs today will rise to the upper 70s. Shots of showers and thunderstorms still soak our afternoon and evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers from the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. I'm also joined by Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
President Trump served as our president for 4 years, and during that time we had peace and prosperity. Under Joe Biden, we're actually living under a dictatorship today where he's bypassing Congress on immigration policy, he's bypassing Congress on protecting our border, he's bypassing Congress on student loan forgiveness, and he's defying the Supreme Court. I mean, those are the things that authoritarians and dictators do, is they don't follow our democratic processes, and they just assert their own liberal view, and that's what the Biden administration is doing.
Bergmentum.
Feel the Bergmentum of Governor, his name, Doug Burgum.
It's lightning in a bottle.
We have always been at war with East Asia, and it is Joe Biden that is the dictator.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, your thoughts on Netanyahu before we forget.
I was specifically saying, like, our friends who are going to, vote on the margins this coming fall don't care about women's rights. I would also like to say for the record that those who are concerned about what's going on in Israel and Gaza, you have to understand that, first of all, Donald Trump said, insofar as Netanyahu, you got to finish the problem. You got to you have to root out the cancer, and you have to do it quickly. You know what quickly means? With as many civilian deaths as you want. You don't have to measure your approach. Just get
Lindsey Graham.
With.
Nuke them. Just nuke them. Yeah. Just make it parking lots so Jared
Trump
can build condos.
Will give Netanyahu all the room he wants to do the most horrible things he could ever imagine doing with no guardrails at all. And he knows this, so he is teeing up the very people who think that they're protecting the Palestinians in this regard to guarantee Trump gets into office, in terms of what Netanyahu thinks, to allow him to do the very thing that they allegedly think they're against.
Yeah.
It's cartoonishly stupid.
Yep. I love how you tweet back at GOP. They tweeted, Bidenflation has left Americans with less money in their pockets. And you said, I noticed you left out how Trump is responsible for one-third of our national debt. The bed on COVID, leading the next president to clean it up, and is the first president to give land to Mexico since the Alamo. Oh, and China paid him $17 million in secret bank accounts while he was president. You know, the word you just used, cartoonish, is that this whole thing is cartoonish.
Yeah.
That they are, Larry Trump is literally talking about he may have to accept the nomination from prison, and that's fine. This is where we are.
Yeah. That's the quality of the Republican Party. And by the way, that was the trajectory they've been on since Nixon. That, you know, that's that ad absurdum, without them rebooting their party, that's all that's where they were always going to go. They were always go from where Nixon was leading them to their party's nom at some point going to jail, whether it was John Hughes torture excuses, whether it was,
if
you know,
the president it's illegal. It's
Iran
legal. That's
Contra,
where we're, yeah,
right.
That's where we're at the Supreme Court right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's Lara Trump. Here we go.
They rushed this case in, jammed it in right in the middle of an election, of course, and we all saw what happened. And then they had to wait a month and a half for sentencing, miraculously 4 days before the convention, to your point. Here's the bottom line. It doesn't matter whether Donald Trump is in Trump Tower, Mar-a-Lago, or anywhere else they may try to put him. On the day that we, as the Republican Party, will be nominating him as our official candidate and our official nominee for president.
She's just Doesn't matter.
Okay, one more. Hang on.
He will accept that no matter where he is. He will go on to be our candidate all the way to November 5th when he then is reelected as our 47th president. So try though they might to make this a negative for him. I think everybody can only see it's been a positive for him. So I believe every time the Democrats try their lawfare or whatever other kind of crazy tactic it is to take down Donald Trump, it actually boomerangs on them in some way and makes Donald Trump even stronger. And this will be no different.
I think the perfect ticket is Trump Ankle Monitor 2024. Everybody's wondering who his VP is going to be. It's probably going to have to be his parole officer because they're the person who will have to be in the room with him all the time when he's making any meaningful decisions. Like felon to hang out with.
And as you've been talking about while you're wearing your Don't Panic shirt and looking at the it is hurting him in the polling. I mean,
yes.
I was waiting for this headline. Trump flips out on Fox News after new poll shows Biden surging past him. Since May, this is a Fox poll. Since May, a 3-point change in the presidential race. Trump has lost 6 points with independents compared to the group's May survey taken before his conviction, while Biden has gained 8 points and now leads Trump among independents. I mean, they're seeing the same polling, right?
Oh, and think about this going into the debate. So if you're Donald Trump and you're already worried that this is happening at night, and you can understand why that would be a difficult thing for him right now, and that he's saying that Joe Biden's going to be on cocaine to cover for the fact that he's been talking about this Sleepy Joe crap for a couple of years, can't put two cents together, can't find his way off stage. So Biden, all he has to do is come in and talk policy and bore everybody to tears with numbers, and people will go, what the hell? This guy is, like, totally competent.
But it happens every time.
Rambling, angry, muted mess with his mic turned off.
Yeah. I mean, we say this every day, Hal, that they do it every time. Before the State of the Union, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Jody and I just saw him live in D.C. He just flew from the G7 through 9 time zones, and he was smart and funny and sharp, and Obama did not have to help him off stage. They just put his arm around him because they were laughing together and getting a standing ovation.
And Biden, if left up to his own devices, Biden will stay there and talk to everybody all night.
Yes.
And they had to go they went and took pictures with Clooney and Julia Roberts and all that crowd right after that thing. And they're like, the celebrities are leaving, Joe. We need to get our picture with them because that's part of what's going on here so we can post it and the people that like them will like us. That's how campaigns work. Come on, let's go. And Biden's like, but the real people are here. Same thing with the parachutists. All the world leaders staring at the one guy who landed right in front of him, who's the talking point, who's got the G7 flag. Everybody else was flying a flag of one of the countries. There were six of these other guys, or seven of these other people, including this like an 8-person team. Biden walks over, gives the thumbs up to the other team, flying the flags of these countries, and the rest of these leaders can't be bothered.
Right.
That was the amazing part. The main part wasn't that he walked over to say, you know, great job to those guys. It's that Macron and everybody else was just like, get over here. It's a picture thing. And then we're going to leave.
I know.
Like, he was like, you guys are amazing. Like, he's a gentleman.
And by the way, there's tons of footage of Donald Trump from every angle waving at no one. Stumbling.
Hence all the freezing stuff. Because what they do is they find a video of Biden talking to someone where he's listening.
Yeah.
And then he froze. So, and they never play the full audio of it because you can hear the person, like, even on the stage when Obama walks up to him and grabs him by the wrist, somebody is yelling a question at Biden at that event, is saying something to him, and he's leaning forward listening to that person, and they're like, come on, man, we got to go. And that's exactly what happened. Same thing with Joe Rogan in the he shakes hands with dead people thing. Because if you widen the shot out, you see that he sees a buddy of his and he's like, hey, man, how you doing? I'll come off this. I can't come this way. I'll come off this way. That's the whole birth of the myth that he's talking to no one, can't find his way off the stage.
Talking about going to the Trump Vegas rally and just the insane conspiracy theorist lunatics. Just to your point, Rasmussen. Have you seen Rasmussen? The right-wing polling firm that regularly cited by Trump because it shows his approval ratings higher, because it's BS. In recent months, they've gone far beyond their traditional partisan leanings and gone all in on anti-vax conspiracy theories. They tweeted the results of a poll claiming that 1 in 5 Americans believe they know someone who died from a COVID vaccine. Well, I mean, this...
That's not possible.
Right.
We didn't lose that many people.
Right.
Like numerically, that's absurd.
Right. Right.
But that's what I mean. That should show you how they build their polls. That should show you statistically the leaps that they are making, Rasmussen.
Yeah. We talked to Dr. Redlener today about his friend, Dr. Fauci, who was obviously out with a book. And it just is heartbreaking, him talking about being afraid he's going to be killed. Here he is.
I'm very concerned about that, because the misinformation and disinformation about absolutely scientifically proven life-saving interventions, it's astonishing to me that so many people by political ideology will make a decision that would actually endanger their lives. I mean, the facts are, and as a physician and a scientist, this is very painful to me, that if you look at red states versus blue states, because of people getting less vaccinated because you're a Republican versus a Democrat, there are more deaths and hospitalizations in red states versus blue states. That's horrible that happens, that people suffer and die because of misinformation that's related to a political ideology.
It's not why I'm wearing my Let's Go Darwin shirt.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Just saying anything that would shave the... Kennedy and Trump voters.
No, young lady, no. But I will say this.
Was that a newspaper? Where did you get
that? Hell of a get out the vote campaign, right? Like, where are you getting them out to? A cemetery? It's nuts. And again, that's like, think of all the people who lost somebody. You know about that one in five thing.
Yes.
The reason they're asking is because they only ask Republicans. And, you know, they talk to more Republicans, which is, by the way, an outsized number from the reality anyways, because you have more Democrats in the country, you know, and, you know, per capita, Democrats are way ahead in that regard. But if you act like it's even, we went to a county, we asked 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats and, you know, and 10 independents or whatever, and we decided this is how we're going to shake it down, when there's actually 1,000 Democrats and 40 Republicans in the area.
Brady and Dalton.
Count of their own staff.
Yeah, Brady and Dalton in Georgia echoing your point. Hey, Brady, welcome.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
I want to call one of you. I read an article yesterday in Newsweek on the internet about Martin Scorsese. I don't know if you remember that guy or not.
Oh, Scorsese.
He cornered the farmer market.
Yeah,
that guy. He went to prison for some kind of financial fraud, but he's out now.
Ugh.
And he's getting involved in cryptocurrencies now.
Yep.
And the one he likes the most is the DJT currency. And he has a partner and collaborator, according to him, and that partner and collaborator is Barron Trump.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. And the grift goes on. Da-da-da-da-da.
No hope for that kid.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? That's your entree into business is going into crypto, which is, by the way, for those that don't know, the currency of human trafficking, drug trafficking, and gun trafficking. Right. That's all it's good for.
By the way,
materials. That's the only people who use it as a currency.
You're like a aficionado of Trump rallies. Like you watch more of them, so the rest of us don't have to. Did he say something of all the dumb things he said? Did he say something about like thinking like crypto's actual physical things? Like...
Yes.
Yes. He wants it made in America. Yeah. It was gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you know this, Stephanie Miller. I know computers better than Alan Turing.
I think he says something about having a Fort Knox for all the crypto, which is not.
We need to keep it in a lockbox. I think this one area where Al Gore was right. We put all our crypto in a lockbox. and nobody can see it, but just I will look into it, kind of like the Mormon tablets, and just tell
it'll
you.
It'll be guarded by sharks. With electric batteries.
With frickin' laser beams.
Right. Okay. The stupidity. I can't. 46 minutes after the... Did you see Dr. Fauci? He said... What did he say? Yeah. Why do I need a flu shot if I don't have the flu? Oh, God.
Oh,
why
God.
Can't we just use the flu vaccine for COVID? I just... Okay.
Hey, you're talking like he doesn't know what he's talking about, or that his stock dropped 11% today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's that.
There's
but
that.
It already cadavered. Oh, yeah.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Muscle Men, like Hal Sparks, like Chris LaVoy.
Hi.
Muscle Men. We like them. Mm-hmm. Like Tony Horton, creator of P90X. Mm-hmm. He got shingles. Didn't think he was going to make it,
nope.
Man. Like just, you know, bing. Flatline. 65 now. Looks amazing. Feels amazing. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. High impact protein available in whey. It's not whey like whey more protein. It's just W-H-E-Y, whey, as opposed to plant.
Right.
Jody and I use the plant protein. Chris uses the whey.
Whey, as in curds and whey.
I bet you thought it was meant whey more protein.
Well, yes.
Is it spelled W-A-A-A-A-Y?
No.
It's whey protein.
Whey.
And either way, it supercharges your muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Maybe you're coming back from something like Tony was. My friend is still recovering from cancer and treatments and all that. Needed to rebuild her muscle. Loves this. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code fitness to save 30% and you get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein. Protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code fitness.
All right, crew.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billions billionaires doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff here, Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now,
going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Mahody. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. I was just telling you, these dogs go insane. I just fed them some cod Krispies.
Oh.
This is how I get their little harnesses on.
Oh.
They have trained me. Okay. It is, Dr. Marty just makes the most delicious, most nutritious food for your dogs and your cats, period. Yep. Nature's feast for the kitties. I mean, imagine.
Meow.
Excuse me?
Meow.
You heard him.
It's real food, right? They are real kids, or my real kids anyway. It is turkey, beef, duck, salmon, all those superfoods that I eat, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. It's all packed in there. It's raw, freeze-dried. It's not cooked on high heat, so all the nutrients go fluey.
Fluey?
A lot of foods, right? It's burnt brown kibble. Whoever thought of that?
I think cup-louie is what you're looking for.
Yes. Yes, this is raw. Yeah. It's freeze-dried. All the nutrients are packed in. It makes the flavor amazing.
Yep.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free bag of those Cod Krispies. Oh, my God. It's going crazy. Wow. Oh, my God. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Hal Sparks, host of Hal Sparks Mega Worldwide at InfotainmentWars.com and star of Sexy Liberal. SexyLiberal.com. If you're in Denver right now and you don't have your tickets, what are you doing?
Or even Boulder or Colorado Springs or Pueblo.
Littleton.
Yeah.
All sorts
you
of places.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is a par and a tay. We were saying how these shows have really been incredible. Well, as you know, it's like 11 billion hours after I normally go to bed.
Yes.
But even I have been like just energized, electrified by these crowds because they are. I don't know whether it's because election year and Trump's convictions and everything that's at stake, but these crowd is, and they're there to be with each other too, and it's just such an amazing it's a great
they're
comedy
girding
show,
for Rovember as well. I think there's a big portion of the audience that is girding for Rovember, and is I think it galvanized a reality for a lot of voters that is going to play out this fall and is going to be one of the most shocking aspects of the well, the polls are off again, and it's largely because of who's going to be voting for what, and that there's going to be a lot of single-issue voters out there that have the idea that, again, women shouldn't be second-class citizens in America, and they are right now because of decisions people made in 2016.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That can't happen again.
Yep. By the way, I loved Dan Bongino tweeted, I'm voting for the outlaw, and you said, I'm voting for the guy who never flew on Epstein's plane. You said, Bongino will be voting for Jeffrey Epstein wingman who talked about wanting to F his own daughter on daytime TV.
Yeah.
There are so many moments that you can't believe that wasn't the end of it.
God.
Oh, boy.
Can I just say for the record that that statement also eliminates two of the other candidates, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Flew on the Lolita Express multiple times as well. So I suppose he's going for a little bit of the anti-Netanyahu crowd because of his belief that Ashkenazi Jews worked with the Chinese to create COVID in the first place. That's why none of them get it, which isn't true. Because again, this is how stupid you'd have to be. You'd have to buy, first of all, I don't know what the idea that Jews didn't get COVID is just absurd and weird and just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But the idea that China had less than 20 million deaths is is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Let's talk about something fun before we go, and that is Representative Rick in the forehead is having, he's going through some things.
He is. The poor guy.
House Ethics Committee continues to be a headache for Matt Gaetz.
A headache. That's a big head to have a headache.
That would hurt.
Because he has his
They have
his
subpoenaed his Venmo records, interviewed numerous women who were witnesses to the sex and drug-fueled parties the congressman allegedly attended.
Uh-huh.
So his buddy, whoever, Greenberg, pled guilty in 2021. And pled guilty to introducing the minor to other adult men who engage in commercial sex acts with her. So security camera footage caught Gaetz accompanying Greenberg on a weekend trip to the tax collector's office in an area where he was stealing surrendered driver's licenses to make fake IDs. Greenberg wrote a confession letter to Roger Stone trying to get a pardon from then-President Trump, claiming he and Gaetz did in fact pay an underage woman for sex. So this was because I was wondering what happened with the DOJ. Well, Venmo, they subpoenaed Venmo directly for records of Gaetz's online payments because we didn't have that before.
Right.
And these records with interviews of the witnesses. These witnesses, multiple women said they were paid to attend parties. One of them also said she was paid from Gaetz for sex, but they didn't have his records before. So, you know.
They had some of them because he had made them public like an idiot.
Right.
So somebody just looked them up. Because he's a moron.
Yep.
Again, shouldn't be near the levers of power. Anyways, Nerd Halen's playing the night after on Sunday.
In Denver.
So,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Denver weekend.
SexyLiberal.com.
Come in for 2 days.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we come back from Juneteenth at Baraboo and back in the studio to discuss news headlines and so much more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.